down when you're strained. Faces come out of the rain when you're strange. No one remembers your name when you're strange. When you're strange.
Welcome back. So Dr. Blumenthal picked the music this morning. That was The Doors. That,
I know. People are strange.
Yep.
When you're a stranger.
All right. Let's go to the phones.
Oh, that's what it's... People are strange when you're a stranger.
Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down.
This is depressing.
This is, yes.
It's a depressing song. But
the derailer strikes again.
No, you. Hey, you brought up The Doors.
I wasn't expecting you to mention the lyrics.
Stroking out of there.
Welcome back. So
you're
you're
draining me today.
We're gonna
go draining my morning energy.
Do you need more coffee?
I do need more coffee.
Should have Bubba's chicken and a cigarette.
I might need another another kolache.
We're gonna go to the phones. Tanner from College Station. Good morning. How are you listening to us down there?
I'm actually listening to y'all on Facebook.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Okay, that's what we thought. So that's actually, is that national or global?
Global.
Facebook?
Yeah, can
it's
someone...
The, it's the internet. it's
you
contained to the North American continent. We are internet, the interwebs are landlocked.
Hold on. Let me get, which question are you asking, what's global?
Tanner, hang on for a second while we talk about this.
Oh my God! Okay. No,
do you
Tanner
realize?
Explain it.
Do you know that it's not the same internet in China? It's not the same internet in Europe. It's not the same internet in Dubai. When you do a search, do you get anything in South America? No, because it's a different internet.
But it's the same
so
Facebook.
So my question.
It's just yeah.
No, you. Someone in China, unless they actually. Well, never mind.
No, I think so it's, frustrated.
Do
right
you
now.
Know what I'm saying?
Doctor, you're saying so frustrated right now.
Because well, it's custom. I was in Mexico last weekend, and I guess I did some search for something, and then I got on Facebook, and there was an ad for what I was searching for in Spanish.
Right.
But I do think Facebook is Facebook. It's just kind of
I get
all
it.
The accoutrements.
But the things you see in Facebook. On Facebook in China are different than the things you see on Facebook in America.
Well,
that's where I was
China's
going
different.
With
I think they block certain...
So does Russia and so does everybody else, but yeah. All right, sorry about that, Tanner.
Ukraine,
so my
right?
thought was, how were you listening to us? You've already answered it. Thank you. What's your question?
Okay, so I don't know if y'all remember me, but I was the... A&M student who interned with y'all.
I was about to say, I thought this was that Tanner.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
What's up, Tanner?
This is my football ticket, Tanner.
Yes.
This is yes. So I'm actually going to Kyle Field here in a little bit to do some work. So
that's right.
So that's nice. For y'all if y'all want to come up here. But my question for you is, I know a little bit about PRP, a lot about PRP from watching y'all do that. And I have a friend who is talking to me about this lipo gym stuff, which I guess is kind of the same thing, but you take fat.
No, not kind of the same thing. Not kind of
very,
the same
very
thing.
Different.
Very different.
Yep.
So, okay,
well, what's the question?
Yeah. Can you explain to me the difference between those two and one to use both?
So, also explain your. Tell us why your friend is getting lipo. Are they getting lipo gyms?
No, my friend actually is in medical sales and does something to where he's like selling it or promoting it to the doctors.
Yep.
And so he's just a big advocate of it. And me and him have these arguments about PRP and lipo gym and what's better. And
two different animals. They're two different animals. So I'll share it with everybody out there. And if lipo gyms was not a sponsor of the show, they probably should be. Dr. Blumenthal and I have had a very strong interest in stem cell research dating back, 15, 20 years ago, Scott?
Yep.
When did we go to that New York conference?
About 10 years ago, yeah.
Yeah. So in my humble opinion, I think the future of medicine, perhaps in the next 50 years, is going to revolve around stem cells. And stem cells is a term that is frequently misused. It's misused. There are shysters out there that basically call everything stem cells. But there are in the body specific cells that turn on your reparative process. The human body and most other animals, I don't remember exactly which animals in particular, but there are some where if you cut off a leg, another one grows. There are some if you cut off a tail, another one grows. Well, that's all mediated by stem cells. So all that being said as a background, PRP, platelet-rich plasma, has no cells in it. It is the growth factors that circulate in the blood, and I like to describe it to my patients as the body's version of anti-inflammatories. So instead of a cortisone shot, you get a PRP shot. Lipogems is just a form of stem cell delivery. And I actually went and spent a little bit of time with the founder of Lipogems, and he was in Milan, Italy, plastic surgeon, found it purely by accident, he said. And I'll share the story. We've got time. This is one of our long segments right here. He's a plastic surgeon by training in Milan, Italy, and he said that a long time ago he did a procedure on a young teenage girl who was bitten by a dog and basically was disfigured. And they often use fat to fill in the defects. So he did a fat transplant to fill in the defect in her cheek after this dog bite, and he noticed that her acne on that side went away, and the skin cleared up. On the other side of her face and her forehead, she was covered in acne scars, but in the area where he did the fat transplant, it was gone. And he noticed, he started researching, well, what is going on? What is in the fat? What is happening? Well, it turns out that there are some cells in the fat that are stem cell-like, called pericytes. And he did a lot of research on this, and he surmised that, wow, the fat has a lot of stem cells in it, way more than the bone marrow. And he founded the company called Lipogems. And the gems... the root of the word lipo is fat, and gems is jewelry. He said that under a microscope, it looks like jewelry. So Lipogems is just a stem cell kind of procedure, and we harvest it from the fat, and we put it in places where we think stem cells will work. Now, I've done an awful lot of talking, and I'm going to let the guys kind of pitch in as well, but when and how to use stem cells is a whole different discussion.
Yeah, so Tanner, the way I look at it is there's PRP, which is acellular, it has no cells in it, and then there's stem cells, which obviously have cells in it. Those cells, as Dr. Soriao alluded to, have reparative characteristics in multiple ways to try and help regenerate. Cells, cartilage, tendon, whatever the case may be, where you're injecting it. And so PRP is strictly a plasma injection. It's the plasma taken from blood that is platelet-rich. So PRP is platelet-rich plasma. Lipogems is simply one of a couple of ways that we get stem cells. So stem cells, the way I look at it is there's two different types. Or there's two ways to harvest or get the stem cell. One is from bone marrow and the other is from fat. And there's been a lot of research right now to determine which is better. Is there one that's going to be more appropriate for a certain type of treatment that you're trying to do? What's safer? What has a better effect? But, it depends on probably the clinician, whether they're doing a Lipogems procedure and harvesting it from fat, or a bone marrow procedure and harvesting the stem cells from bone marrow.
Awesome. All right. Hopefully that answers your question, Tanner.
No, that was great. I just wanted to clear that up. So I'm sure me and my friend will have a conversation about this next time I see him. So.
All right. Thank you, bud.
Or an argument. Right,
tell him watch the show. Yeah.
All right. Let's go to Frank. Hey, by the way, we just were informed that our Facebook Live feed was interrupted.
I think we're back on, though. So I don't.
We're trying to work it out.
It's the music police got us. I don't know.
I don't know what happened, man.
I don't know if we were on more than 34 seconds.
Don't know.
All right. Let's go to Frank from Keller. Good morning, Frank. What's up?
Good morning, doctors. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
You bet.
I have right elbow pain that started small and progressed to the point where I went to a sports medicine doctor, and she told me I had golfer and tennis elbow. And the problem is I teach percussion full time for a living. So I drum almost all day.
Yep.
And so right now I have a compression sleeve that also has the built-in tennis elbow strap that goes with it. And that's not really doing anything. And so I was told about acupuncture, dry needling, the platelet. So what do you recommend for someone who just can't rest their elbow?
Ooh. That's a tough question.
Rest.
So, Frank, it's funny. You are the exact patient I just saw this week. I had a guy who teaches music and is a drummer and is a teaches and then, but is a weightlifter and does both. And so a lot of it, actually, I had to really understand his setup, because the reason you get this is obviously for golfer's elbow on the inside of the elbow, tennis elbow on the outside of your elbow. It's what is going on how your just position is, how you're playing. Is there something we can modify on just your activity? Because even if let's say I fix your problem and I take your pain away, you're still going to do what you're doing. You're not going to stop. And so I don't give you a bionic elbow by taking care of it, whether I do PRP, whether they want to do a dry needling or the therapist wants to do whatever other things. It doesn't give you a bionic elbow. You can get the problem again. So I actually spend a lot more time trying to figure out, why are you even here in the first place? Because if I can't solve that problem, it doesn't matter what I give you, because I can fix this problem. Can I keep it from coming back? That's the bigger question. So the options they've given you, I think, are all reasonable. Dry needling, think about dry needling as a version of PRP without getting the benefit of the PRP. Because the other thing with that is they don't do it under ultrasound. So I do this always under ultrasound. And so I'll see those exact tendons, that exact diseased area, that little area of calcification that you may have. And with the needle, when I'm doing PRP, I will inject and break that area up, because there is some component of just needling the right area to help this heal. Adding the PRP adds the anti-inflammatory, adds some of the what we call cytokines to help regenerate some of that tissue. So I think it is much more beneficial. And for me, PRP for an elbow, for someone who's had chronic tennis elbow or medial epicondylitis, I mean, it is, to me, that's my go-to with that before I jump to an operation. But you got to know, why are you even in the office in the first place? What's the setup like? How are you holding the instruments? If you're doing percussion all day, how is your grip? I just had a guitarist come who just picked up guitar lessons about 6 months ago, who has horrible medial epicondylitis because he doesn't know how to hold the guitar. And he's pulling so hard on his small finger and ring finger, which are the two main areas of that, what's called your FDP, FDS, that attach on the inside of the elbow. And so you have to actually change the way the guy guitars.
So Frank,
Frank,
I'm going to leave you with this. It's not a dangerous thing. It is terribly annoying, and it clearly affects your performance. So as a result, there are lots of different options that allow you to continue to perform, and you've named them, and Dr. Mayer has named them. And in a case like yours, where you really can't rest, you really can't stop. Go to great lengths until your performance is affected. Once your performance is affected, that will force you to stop or to back off.
The pain is pain. I mean, I can deal with it. Is there a chance of furthering the injury, or does it get to a point where it just hurts?
Yeah, so that's a great question, because there's a difference between tendonitis and tendinosis. So tendonitis is an inflammation of the tendon. So when we start talking about PRP, in a tendon that's just going to continue to be used, I don't know how effective PRP is going to be. So, I mean, Dr. Mayer, when I hear you say I'm not giving you a bionic joint, really what I'm hearing is there's going to have to be some degree of relative rest, something that the offending thing that caused it, we're going to have to try and figure that out. Because if it's tendonitis, PRP may not necessarily be the thing. But you will, if you continue to have tendonitis and repetitive use over time, you will develop tendinosis, which is wear and tear on that tendon, and it will scar, and it will kind of cause you some chronic stuff, and you want to try to avoid that if you can. So some sort of relative rest. Usually at this point, I start talking to my patients about what are some things that we can do to really maximize the time that you have to spend in doing whatever that activity is. Taking rest, doing something else, and then doing recovery stuff like ice and stretching and trying to maximize that as much as possible before we start going to something else if you don't have a tendinosis.
I think it's a risk.
I'm at the point where I can't even pick up my cup in the car.
Yeah.
Like I have to switch arms.
Yeah. Come see me.
Just
wear a wrist splint.
Yeah. There are things that can be done at this stage. When you have a problem picking up a cup of coffee or shaking hands, then yeah, there are some things that can happen that will help you.
Okay.
All right. Good luck. Thanks.
Well, I appreciate it. All right. Thank you.
All right.
You can get some of that therapeutic ultrasound when he comes to see you.
All right. So quick little break, and then we're going to go to Mike. Mike from Long. Man, everybody's been out of town today. Have we even had a call from Dallas? I don't think so. All right. Mike from Longview, Inside Sports Medicine, Soriel, Blumenthal, Ballard, Mayer, 855-787-1033. The text machine is 21,000. That's 21000. Start off with the four letters ESPN. Those texts come directly to us. Somehow or another, our Facebook live feed is coming in and out. So be patient with us or just listen to the radio. Coming right back.